Well, hello there, and happy Friday to the Take Two family. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. And I definitely want you to weigh in on this topic. It is fascinating today. I found an article just a couple days ago that I really think is going to be so interesting to the Take Two family. But I need your takes on this question. Are you ready? Do you arrive late or early? When you are invited to things and you have certain appointments, certain commitments, do you arrive late or early? Or are you on time? Okay, so this is very exciting. And I'm gonna read to you parts of this article where it says, psychology says people who always arrive exactly on time, never early, never late, usually possess these 9 distinct traits. This is fascinating. You're going to love this because this is a new year and we're learning things and we're trying to keep up our New Year's resolutions and we're trying to improve ourselves, a new you, new year. And so I really and truly want you to weigh in on this. Do you arrive late or early? If you just tuned in, we are live today. We're taking your calls. Matt's on the controls. He is so ready to answer your calls. And so please dial this number. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you just tuned in, tripped onto the stage, and you hear the sound of my voice, that means you're part of the Take Two family. So we do need your lived experience, your understanding of the topics that we put forth. So please call in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And on the social media streams, put it in the chats on how if you arrive late or early or on time. And don't forget to subscribe. We hit that subscribe button. Make sure you always are following us so you can stay up to speed on what's happening here in Catholic media. So that's exciting. And I would be waving to you, but I'm still under the weather. So I need a few more prayers. I'm getting better, but I think the older I get, it takes a little longer, a couple days longer just to recover. But that's okay. It's all good. I take it in stride and it's fine. But the topic today is fascinating and I really want to unpack it together. So I'm going to share parts of this article that came out about what psychology is saying about those that arrive exactly on time and these 9 distinct traits, these characteristics of them that is so interesting and eye-opening for all of us to understand. And possibly we want to start to acquire those skills and traits. So, but I need those phone lines to light up first. So 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And if you don't want to out yourself by giving your real first name, you can give your confirmation name or a name that you really like to say. Just go ahead and give that name. If it's a name you always thought your parents should have put on your birth certificate, that's fine. No, it's no problem. We just like to address people by name because it's just more, you know, we feel as family, that would feel so cold and distant to say, hi, anonymous, welcome to the program, right? But we do want to finish this week strong because we are at the end of the week and so many exciting things coming up, you guys. On Saturday, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, the Spirit World. Adam and I it's an open forum and you can call in about angels or demons or anything in between. That's tomorrow. Monday, guess what? Drum roll. That's right. It is our best clean joke show, probably the most popular show next to the prayer shows that we have. It is just so much fun and we get to laugh and really just celebrate together that we are alive and we are journeying together. So that's Monday. But today is, do you arrive late or early? Could you just please answer the question and tell us why? Okay, so I won't leave you in suspense any longer. Let me start to unpack and really go through it. This article that I just found that is starting off the new year about how these 9 distinct traits are really for those people that show up, arrive to events exactly on time. Have you ever met somebody like that, that, you know, you say it's going to start at noon and they are there right at noon, the doorbell's ringing. It's so amazing. So the first trait that I think is so fascinating is one of the things that they said is they have exceptional self-awareness. Okay, they have exceptional self-awareness. These are for people that arrive exactly on time. And we can go into that more on the other side of the break. But here's the other one that I wanted to really talk about. They respect boundaries intensely. Okay, so if somebody says, be there at noon, They respect everything and they're going to get there at noon. They don't want to get there 5 minutes earlier because that wouldn't be what the person told them to do. They said, get there at noon, right? And so they respect boundaries intensely. Maybe as I'm starting to share these, you're starting to say, hey, that's me. I'm that person that arrives right on time. And I'd love to speak to you to find out if these traits are very much a part of your being. So please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do you arrive late or early or on time? And maybe let's talk about this. Maybe you're a person that arrives early and all of your friends or maybe even your spouse, they arrive late and that really irritates you. It really bothers you. And it causes some arguments. It causes some disagreements and really some tension. Let's talk about that as well. Or maybe you know somebody really close to you that you want to kind of change them a little bit, get them to grow a little bit in a certain area about arriving late and keeping their commitments and things of that nature. Let's talk about that. We can talk about that too, because I am a life coach and I love a really kind of really exploring the human experience and what we all go through and what we deal with and what we encounter. Here go the phone lines. That's the way to do it. We love first-time callers. If you're a first-time listener, first-time caller, call in. We're so friendly. I mean, I think we're friendly. We got lots of friends here at Take Two. The Take Two family is growing around the world. If you're an international caller calling in from, you know, Canada or Mexico or Sweden or Portugal or the UK, call us. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a priest or a deacon or religious, how do you feel about this topic? You know, do you arrive late or early? I mean, you've got to be there at certain times. You know, you can't be late. Look at when Mass starts and when different functions start. You know, we do expect our clergy to be there. So could you weigh in on this? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Do you arrive late or early? Or on time? That's the question we're asking today. Phone lines are lighting up. Please fill up the rest of those open lines right now so we can have an incredible discussion to close this week here. There goes the phone lines. That's the way the Take Two family does it. I'll be right back. Question today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. The question is, do you arrive late, early, or right on time? You are just right there. As soon as that clock hits that top of the hour, you are there, ringing the doorbell, knocking on the door. And it's like, wow, boy, man, they are so consistent. I want to hear from you. So please call in. We have a great first set of calls getting ready to be screened and come on air with us. And then if you're in the queue, just hang on. Don't go anywhere. Also, I wanted to share real quickly, the SEEK conference just concluded and it was spectacular. So the best of SEEK 2026, you can catch the keynote speakers featuring all the speakers there on Saturday, January 10th and Sunday, January 11th. And that's at 5 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. So if you've heard about what some of the speakers shared at SEEK, you can catch it now. And I just love that EWTN has us covered that way so we don't miss any of the really big, wonderful events. So the SEEK conference was really, really spectacular. So I hope you catch it on EWTN Radio. Okay, number three of the nine very distinct traits of a person that arrives on time, they're masters of micro planning. Think about that for a second. They're masters of micro planning. So think about this for a second. So if a person says, well, I need to leave around 3 o'clock, okay? Well, the rest of us might think we have to leave there sometime around three. This particular person that arrives on time, they know to break it down to, I've got to leave at 3:07. They know exactly, minute by minute. Okay. And it's not that it's, and it says here in the article, and I agree with this, it's not that it's an obsessive behavior, but it's strategic. Okay, so that is cool. Using time wisely, and it's making the most of every minute. I love that. And listen to this one. They have high emotional intelligence. Wow. See, guys, if you're looking for a potential mate, these are some of the things, you know, traits and characteristics. Really, we should be knowing and exploring and looking for that those things. You usually can learn a lot about somebody when you get to meet them for the first time and experiencing by the way they show up at events, if they're early, late, things of that nature. Now, it's not always that way, but I will tell you that you can have like somewhat of a good judge of character in certain situations. And then you can also see other red flags in other scenarios. So just be thinking of that. This can also help somebody that is potentially looking for that mate to walk with them in the sacrament of matrimony. Listen to this one. Number five, they thrive on predictability. Okay. So see, they are on time, spot on. They know exactly, how to really predict the next steps of things because they have strategically planned it out. So they do well on that. They don't do well if all of a sudden it's moved and say, oh, you can be somewhere arrive 3-ish, you know, between 3 and 3:30. So they're very, very precise. I love that. And I'm going to get to the phones in just a moment. But before I do, we do have one person that dropped. I'd love for you to call so you can be on that first set of callers to be on air with us. And that's at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, I'm going to hold the other traits, number 6, 7, 8, 9, because I want to get to Rolf. Rolf is in Duluth, Minnesota, and Rolf is on Real Presence Radio. Rolf, welcome to the program.
Well, hello there. Thank you.
Thank you. You go right ahead, sir.
Well, I am actually a retired pastor, and I have always believed that if you're not early, you're late. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, but if you're going to a person's house, you want to be there on time. You don't want to be late, but you don't want to be early. I've held a lot of small groups or Bible studies at my house, and it's always a little bit surprising how some people will come very early. And I'm still vacuuming or something. I'm not ready yet. So, they catch you when you're not ready. But, yeah, so I was brought up, I think, with the idea if you're not early, you're late. If you're going to a restaurant, you're going to a meeting. I pastored a church with multiple staff. Wherever we went, we always left way early, got to the place, got to the meeting early, got situated. So that's just my upbringing and then the way that I just live in my life.
Right. Now, and I love that, sir. And I thank you for your ministry work. I help me with this. I'm just assuming you were a pastor in a Protestant or non-denominational church.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
I'm Protestant, non-denominational church. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And thank you so much for all you have done, shepherding people to get to know and love Christ more. That is beautiful. But so what do you say to people, when they arrive consistently late? Do you, did you as a pastor try to, instruct them to be a little bit more responsible? And like, and even when I was citing this article, Rolf, I don't know if you heard it, because you might have been talking to Matt, but people who arrive on time, they really do respect boundaries. And that's like what you were saying. If you come to a person's house a half hour early because you're trying to impress them that you came early, but the person's still vacuuming or cleaning the house, that really doesn't respect their boundaries. They asked you to be there at noon, right? not at 11:30. So when you used to encounter people that were constantly or consistently late, did you do anything to try and shepherd them to be a little bit more be your word type thing?
Well, as a pastor, I believe we always started on time. So the church service always started on time. Bible studies always started on time. And if you came late, we were already in the process. And I know there were some that said, well, they were waiting, whether it was a Sunday school class or Bible study, they didn't start on time because they said, well, not everybody's in there yet. So to me, you're punishing the people that are on time and you are allowing the people to come late with this special privilege that they can come whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I've also discovered, I think there's a lot of people that marry the opposite. So one of the couple will be the one that wants to be there early or wants to be on time, and the other one's like, well, there's always one more thing to do, and they can arrive church late or arrive this place late. So anyway, so I would hear excuses from people saying, well, my wife wasn't ready yet, or my husband was. Or then, of course, if you're raising kids, like you raised four sons, trying to get them all ready, dressed, in the car, so I can have understanding with that.
See, I love the way you think. You know, I agree with you that I don't think it's right to, going back to what you said about the meeting, I don't think it's right to punish people people that show up on time or show up early for a meeting, you know, to make them wait for the latecomers. I don't think that's fair either. I do, you know, I think sometimes, and that can be annoying to people because they're like, hey, I really did do the right thing and I showed up and we're just waiting for these stragglers to come in. And so I agree with you on that. So listen to this, Rolf, because I think you'll get a kick out of this being a pastor. One of the traits of a person that arrives on time, precisely on time, is they possess remarkable discipline. I mean, what an incredible virtue, right? They possess remarkable discipline. And that to me is, wouldn't you say, Rolf, being so Bible-based as you are, that, you know, when people say, hey, I'm going to show up at noon, they make every effort to show up at noon. They're their word, you know, that when they say yes, they mean yes. And so what would you say to that? Because I think it's so cool to strive for this, to actually be exactly on time. What do you say?
Well, yes, of course. Now, of course, as American, as I am, raised here in Minnesota, on time is important to me. But I also do ministry in Liberia, West Africa. And Liberian time is not American time. And so my first time invited there to go teach at a seminar, I was told I was going to get picked up at 9:30. So I was outside of the hotel on the sidewalk with my satchel full of my Bible notes, and they didn't come until 10:30.
Oh.
And I said, I thought you were coming at 9:30. Yep. Oh, okay. Well, and now we've been doing medical mission trips to Liberia, and so we have to hire a driver. We'll say, pick us up at 5:30 p.m. Not Liberian time, American time. Can you be here at 5:30? And I think, but I also talked to pastors that have pastored churches where they have people from other countries where time isn't, they're not so ruled by the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe mm-hmm. that, you know, so the different cultures have a different perspective on the clock and, you know, when you start, how you end. Of course, those are the, you go to some of these cultures, we were in Nicaragua and Liberia, they have churches that last hours and hours, and they're not in a hurry to get out. Whereas in America, you know, 12 noon is like the magic hour. You know, you've got to get done by 12 noon so they can get home, or even 11:30.
Right, right.
But anyway, so I'm talking too much, but great program. Appreciate you what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Are you a first-time caller or have you called before?
I am a first-time caller.
That's what I thought. Thank you so much. I hope you call us again. It was so delightful to speak with you, and happy new year. And thank you so much, sir, for starting this conversation.
You.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Alrighty. God bless you. What a great call. Okay. So real quickly, I'm going to get to Rosie. Rosie is a first time caller as well from Annunciation Radio. Rosie, hold on a second because I want to give the number because Rolf just freed that phone line for somebody to weigh in on this. This is a fascinating discussion. Do you arrive late, early, or on time? And I'm reading from an article about what psychologists have said about this of people who arrive exactly on time. And so, and they carry very 9 distinct traits. So this is very interesting. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, some of you were on, like Todd and others, you were on the line and you dropped off. Please call back. I really want to hear what you have to say. You obviously said yes to call. So obviously you want to share. So please call back. Just tell Matt you were on the line and he'll inch you up to the front of the line so we can get you on air with us because we do believe what you have to say matters. Okay, let's get to Rosie. First time caller from Ohio Annunciation Radio is the way Rosie's listening. Rosie, welcome.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Yes, you go right ahead.
Okay. I'm usually an, it depends, early person, but if it's for dinner, I'm on time. And it really, really irks me that somebody shows up late for dinner when they're invited and everybody has to wait and everybody's there because we said dinner's at 5, not at 7. That seems to be in my culture, you know. You tell them a certain time, even if it's a wedding reception, they'll show up an hour, 2 hours late and expect to have dinner. And it can't be that way. And so I'm not a person to wait around anymore. I say dinner is at 6. I give you 5 minutes. And if you're not there, we sit down to dinner.
Wow, and Rosie. I love that. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I just feel that people's time is precious. My time is precious. So everybody else's must be precious, you know. Mm-hmm. And if I go somewhere and I have to leave early, I say the latest I can stay there is 7:10, because I have to be at 7, and it depends how far I am from the next function. And I have a commitment, and I came to your commitment. I committed myself to go to your function, and I also committed to the other one. I'm one of these people that I might get 5 invitations for the same weekend, but I go to the first one I get.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And,
wow.
You know, I don't go to it. I'm not going to spread myself that way.
Yeah. So you think it out and you plan it out. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, no, I don't think it out and plan it out. I know the first invitation I get, that's where I go.
Right. But I mean, you have my rule. Right. I should say you have a plan for you that works for you.
Yeah.
Is that, that's what I should have said. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense, though, because if you stick with that, it's something that you can rely on and you know yourself. And see, that this goes back to self-discovery. You know yourself well enough. You, Rosie, you know what you want to commit to, what you will commit to, you know, and you have a plan in place for you. I love that. Yeah. Anytime a person has an individual plan that works for them, it usually is very beneficial. And you'll see that when you stick to it, you know, good things come out of that, because it's usually when people break their own rules, that's when things happen, right?
Oh, yes. I used to have a brother that would say, I'm coming to your house at such and such time, or we'd be leaving to go somewhere. And he'd call and he said, we're coming over, you know, what time, when, today, and we'll be there within an hour or so, and never show up. And we didn't go where we were going, you know, and so that stopped real fast.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't show up in 15 minutes from when he called, well, I'm gone, you know.
Right.
And I would text and let him know, you know, I had to leave. I couldn't wait. But they weren't even coming anyway. So, you know, that was kind of upset the children, because we had plans with the kids and we didn't get to do what they were doing because my brother was coming over.
Right.
And
so. Yeah. See, when you depend on somebody and then they don't show, or you think they are going to be there, that can be very disappointing and it could change everything. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rosie, but, you are awesome. I love that you're a first time caller. Please call us again. And thank you for your contribution. You sparked at least a half a dozen calls coming in. So thank you, Rosie.
I listen to you every day. My radio on the car is always set on your station. I love your station at all times.
Aww, thank you.
Giving us all those good advice and all that lectures and not lectures, but scriptures and everything. Yeah. I just love it.
Aw, thank
God
you, Rosie.
You.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Abundant blessings in this new year, Rosie. Thank you so much. Pierce in San Antonio, Texas, you'll be first up when I get back from this very short break. The others calling in, please answer the question. Do you arrive late, early, or on time? 833-288-3986. Great discussion we're having today on if you arrive late, early, or on time. And then if you want to weigh in on this, please call in. There is an open line for you. Pierce, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to you next. And then Bob and the others. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. What a great way to close the week and go into the weekend. We can talk about this with our family and friends, and you can say, hey, you need to listen to Take Two. They're talking about the 9 distinct traits of a person that arrives on time, and that would be fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send this article. It's an article from a secular site, but I'm going to send it over to Michael, and Michael's going to read it and see if it's he can apply it to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, because it's very interesting. Like, I'll real quickly, number 7 is these people that arrive on time, they're strategic optimizers. Okay, it's really cool. And then let me just give you the last 2. 9 is they have low anxiety about control. Oh, this is a good one. You got to read the paragraph that's attached to this. They have low anxiety about control. This is so cool. And 9 is they value presence over appearance. Wow. And 9 distinct traits of those that show up exactly on time. Okay, let's hear what Pierce has to say from San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Pierce. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Is this the first time calling us, or have you called us before?
I've called the Deacon that has a show, but not this show before.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've recently come back into the fold of the religion.
Thank you.
I am generally pretty much on time. I actually have a watch that I live by, and the bezel is starting to get worn out. I know pretty much about how long it's going to take me to do something, and I'll kind of set it and pay close attention to it. Actually, I also strongly dislike the unpredictability of road work as well, so that aligns with kind of what you're saying.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Pierce, and you were referencing, or you were referring to Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, Beacon of Truth, the wonderful show that he has on in the afternoon, and we love Deacon Harold. He is just amazing at imparting so many pearls of wisdom to us about the faith and about scripture. So I love that you called into his show, but I'm glad you called into our show as well, because it's important that we unpack these topics together. And so you are a person that really thrives with being on time, correct? So did you hear me read the 9 distinct traits that psychologists are saying about people just like yourself?
Yes, ma'am. They all sort of resonated with me. I can see being a kind of micro planner as well. Like I said, this bezel's got probably 10 minutes at a time, and whenever I turn it to where the minute hand is, I can, you know, generally track how long it's going to take me to do something. Although I don't get upset whenever people are late. There's so much that could go wrong in a day, you know. Just the other day, that's the issue with being on time all the time, is like any sort of you know, occurrence that isn't planned for is kind of just like a wrench in the cog, so to speak. Just the other day I was planning to be on time. I was set up so that everything would be perfectly on time. And something as silly as, I kicked my dog's water bowl over on accident, you know, and I have to clean that up. So, it's important just to laugh about it and, trying to be empathetic to other people as well, because, right. The devil kind of comes after people quite a bit and wears them down pretty thin. Everybody has their own trials, so you never really know what's going on or why somebody's consistently late. It could be that they have some sort of, you know, emotional struggle. I've met people who are deeply afraid of, like, social interaction, so I can see why people would be late to, say, a Bible study if they have to, you know, kind of work themselves up to even be able to go.
Mm-hmm. So, Pierce, it sounds like through your life experience, you've really built up that sense of empathy, because you sound like you roll with things if something happens or if somebody has, you know, you are sensitive to that. That's beautiful. That's just a wonderful virtue to have. Now, let me ask you this, Pierce. Did I hear you correctly that you said you're just back in the fold? So you just came back into Holy Mother Church?
Yes, exactly.
Wait, congratulations. Welcome home.
Communion. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But yeah, I'm hoping to get enrolled in RCIA this next upcoming year. Unfortunately, I was a little too late in the season, as it were, to get into RCIA this year. But I think it's in their early enrollments in July, maybe, or something.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Please let us journey with you. We just love that. And you're part of the Take Two family. We would love to just have updates from you. Call in and let us know how it's going, the classes and the formation, if you could do that for us. And Pierce, one other question I have for you before I let you go. The sixth bullet point here of traits, it says here that people like yourself possess remarkable discipline. Do you feel that you have that?
In some aspects of my life, yes. When it comes to time and time management, I'm a musician, so music in itself is considered a discipline.
Exactly.
In some ways that I am, in other ways, I could probably use a little more discipline, but yeah. I guess
wow.
It really depends.
That's so cool. What do you play an instrument, sing, do both? What?
I do both, yeah. Mostly stringed instruments. God's blessed me with relative pitch, so I can generally figure things out if I can get my hands on them.
Nice. Very nice. Well, that is so cool. You know, Jerry and I are planning, we keep thinking about this in the future. We so want to get back to San Antonio. So if we do and you hear about it, stay in touch with us, because we'd love to meet you, okay?
Oh, yeah, great. Sounds good.
Thank you, Pierce. Thank you so much. What a great, I love this call, and I could talk to you forever. So thank you so much. Happy New Year, and definitely keep us posted on the journey into the church. Wow. Great call by Pierce. Okay, I'm going to move to Bob in just a moment. I just want to let you know I did send the article over to Michael. Michael's going to preview it to make sure it's good to put on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page or on the show notes. But it's really interesting, because Pierce, you know, a real life, a person, you know, a person who's living on time, Pierce called in and really said, yeah, these traits resonated with him. So this is fascinating. It really is interesting. And it could help us try to be even better in certain areas, especially if we arrive late. And that can be very annoying to people. So let's hear what Bob has to say. First time caller from Maryland on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. You go right ahead, sir.
Well, many years ago when I went in the Navy, they told me, if you're on time, you are late. Mm-hmm. So I arrived 15 minutes early pretty much for everything.
So that is similar, what you just said is similar to what our first caller, the retired pastor, said, Rolf, about being, if you are on time, you are late. So you arrive early. Now, Bob, what do you do if somebody tells you to arrive at their home at noon? Do you ring the doorbell at 11:45, or do you wait in your car until noon?
Depends how well I know them.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, okay. So,
I've been a real estate agent for about 40 years, so sometimes I wait till 5 or 10 minutes before, but, you know.
Right. Right. That is so funny, Bob, because my husband is in real estate. Same thing. I have so many times he'll be talking to me in the car, and I'm like, why aren't you going into your appointment? Well, it's not time yet.
Exactly. But you got to be ready, because, you know, we got to respect each other's time. It's the same thing going to mass. You better be, you don't show up as the priest is walking up the aisle or coming out, you know, out of the, where he puts his clothes on and stuff. You got to be
sacristy.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself in, you know, forget the old world. Now you're inside, you're in God's house, and got to get ready to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Got to have time to shift gears.
Well, you know, Bob, you make a really good point because, you know, I I'm not trying to be critical. I mean, I loved what you just said about that, about relating it to Mass. But I was a liturgy coordinator for a few years, and I used to see things that used to just blow my mind. I mean, literally, as the processional cross was going down the center aisle, people would actually cut in front of the line to get into the pew. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was.
Wow.
And we used to have the ushers, you know, kind of block people and have them wait on the side until Father processed down the center aisle. And in my opinion, it's just kind of rude, to be honest with you, because you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that at a wedding, right? You wouldn't cut in front of the bride.
I don't know. I've seen people.
Well, that's true.
That. When I came up, I spent a lot of years in a home run by Catholic Charities in my elementary school years, living with nuns, and you learn respect inside God's house when you live with nuns, you know. Mm-hmm. But it drives me nuts, you know. I used to know people that, as long as you get in before the gospel, it's a valid mass, and as soon as communion's over, you can leave, and you go, what's the point of going, for crying out loud? Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I totally agree with you.
I totally agree about that.
Right. And I think what you have to say is very valid and needed to be said, because, you know, we're going into the weekend and people are preparing to go to Mass. Hopefully they should be going to Mass. And this might get them to realize, you know, it's not really appropriate. The other thing, too, Bob, is God sees everything, you know, and if we try to come in late and leave early, God is seeing that. And do we really want him to view us that way? And so we also have to think like that, too. Bob, let me ask you this. So you were in the Navy. Thank you so much for serving, sir. But would you say that in general, the military kind of across the board says this to, obviously it would make sense because soldiers and everybody, they have to really be punctual and everything. They have to be, you know, they have to be on time and be very regimented and disciplined. Would you say that that's really a common military thing, that in the military in general, that they kind of judge people or judge the officers or enlisted as, you know, if they are, you know, good and worthy and honorable by if they do show up on time? Did you sense that in the military?
Well, not only that, if you're late, you're in big trouble.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't. Oh, yeah. Well, I went in quite a few years ago, back in the days when things weren't so liberal. I went in 1967.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Very cool. So yeah, if you were late, you were in trouble. So it really taught the military men and women to really be their word. Yeah, see, that's good. See, I'm a firm believer of that. That's all part of the life coaching realm too. We're all about walking the walk and talking the talk. So that's interesting, Bob. Thank you so much for being a first-time caller. Please call us again, and happy new year, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys a lot. I just don't call in very often.
Oh, good. Do you like what you hear?
Most of the time.
Good. Okay. Well, don't tell us about the times you don't like what you hear, okay?
Well, I can't come up with a specific one, but, you know, that life is, I don't agree with everything people say, although I tend to agree more with what you say than, you know, like some of these other secular shows. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, listen, thanks, Bob.
It's a very good show to listen to. I really enjoy myself.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. That put a big smile on my face, since I'm a little bit under the weather, so I needed that. Thank you, Bob. God bless you. Call us again for sure. Okay, I wanted to just, good news. I wanted to let everyone know that Michael, our producer, is amazing. He looked over the article and he has posted it on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So if you're interested, you want to take it as a conversation starter this weekend with your family, maybe to get your family members to be a little bit more on time, then check out this article. I thought it was really good. The 9 distinct traits of a person that arrives precisely on time. And it's at Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, before we get to Kathleen, don't go anywhere. And then we'll get to Rob from Greeley, Colorado. I wanted to share real quickly, just a reminder, I should say, that you can listen to Mass, watch Mass, and get emails in your inbox to remind you about Mass tomorrow a.m. and every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning, 8 Eastern Time. And we can send you a link to the Mass every day. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Please do that, because if you can't be in person to Mass every day, make 2026 where you at least listen to Mass or view Mass. EWTN has you covered. It's wonderful. So you don't have any excuses, because EWTN is always there. And really let it go to your inbox to remind you. It's just a friendly reminder, and then you'll just tune in to the Mass. Kathleen in Wallbridge, Ohio, on our friends at Annunciation Radio. You're up next. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello. You go right ahead.
I was waiting to hear from somebody that's consistently late, but they haven't owned up to it. So I am often late, and sometimes just under the wire, occasionally early. I've struggled with this my whole life, and I feel like the clock and time is my enemy. So there it is. I don't have all those virtues that you mentioned.
I love you, Kathleen. You're beautiful. Okay. So Kathleen, you know what? You are so honest, and you're spot on. Many, many people arrive late. Just look at the meetings that go on in every single workplace around the world. I mean, people arrive late all the time. And then there's such a thing as people who want to be fashionably late. They on purpose arrive late because they want to make an entrance, right?
And that's so not me.
Right. But you're saying but the thing that you said, I just want to tap into real quickly. You said time, there's something about time. May I ask this question? Is there some underlying this, and this is something maybe you want to think about or pray about, or even just explore a little bit. Is there a somewhat of a fear underneath why time kind of gets to you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I have to think about that. I don't feel like I have many fears. I think fear comes from the devil, and I try not to give into it. But
good, yeah.
I just feel like I'm kind of I don't know, easygoing person. You know, I don't, I don't have a lot of stress and deadlines, but if something like doctor's appointments, I usually am on time, and I'm usually on time for Mass. If I'm a little late for Mass, I say to myself, well, a half a loaf is better than none. I'm not going to go home because I'm a little late. But I don't feel like I have fears.
Okay. So don't even entertain fears if you don't have fear. So you're right. I agree with you, because fear is not of God. But when I mean by a fear, like sometimes when somebody says, well, time is a factor, there can be a fear attached to something of that nature. Like, you know, being, you know, possibly maybe being left behind, or not noticed, or maybe not you know, having some value to your own presence being there. But here's what's interesting. What you just said, you're on time for appointments like doctor's appointments. So that tells me that you have the ability to do that, right? So maybe, just maybe, it's in your personality that you have kind of a let it roll personality. Maybe sort of to what Rolf was saying, our first caller, like different cultures around the world. Like I know the people in Europe, they kind of have that real kind of casual sometimes role of when to show up at certain things. So maybe it's in your personality that you just kind of roll with certain situations. Could that be it?
Yeah, actually, when I listened to other caller that said when he was supposed to be picked up at 5:30 and they came at 6:30. I'm never that late, but
right.
I drive my best friend and my husband crazy about this, because they're just the opposite. But I don't know.
Well, and then, okay, so I want to throw one other thing. So if it's not a fear, and if it's not totally your personality, is it a control thing? Do you feel like if you're late, you have control over what you decide to do, what you decide to show up at on time, what you decide to be late to? Could it be?
I feel like I don't have control.
Okay, so you feel okay? Interesting.
I don't seem like it. I'm getting ready for church, and it's not. I get up. It's 8 o'clock, and then the next thing I know, it's 8:20, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh! And you know, I didn't think it was. I don't know where the time went. It just seems to slip away. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't have control. I guess I need more control.
Well, and may I, you don't, please, I would never, you know, but I'm a woman too. So just give me your age range. You don't have to tell me your exact age. Are you retired?
I'll be 84 next month.
Okay. Okay. You know what, Kathleen? I think you're perfect. I think you're perfect. You know why I say that? You've lived 84 years. You deserve to do whatever you want to do. That's my feeling. Okay. God bless you.
Hmm? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know I want to be respectful of other people too. And like if I'm late for church, I try to slip in the back door so I don't bother anybody. You know, I don't want to be upsetting people.
Sure.
But anyway, thanks for the encouragement.
Well, yeah, I think you're amazing. 84, you keep going. I think you're incredible. Now, maybe this will be the year you'll surprise your family and friends, and you'll be a little bit, you know, maybe you'll go a little bit earlier, and they'll be like, what happened to Kathleen? She's completely changed this year. Okay?
Yes, yeah. That's something to work for. That'll be good.
Well, Kathleen, ask your guardian angel to help you with it. Our guardian angels keep us very much on time. So ask your guardian angel.
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. Thank you, Kathleen. What a beautiful call. We're going to get to Rob in Greeley, Colorado on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Rob. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. You go right ahead.
Okay, I called, I'm in my 70s, I'm retired, and because of that, I think I was taught at an early age that you learn to respect time, but I guess the reason I called, and I took exception to, you kind of focused on the person that shows up exactly on time, and you're, I guess, identifying these 9 attributes of that person.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's compulsive. I'm taught... depending on the circumstances, as many of your callers have already shared, if it's a meeting, if it's showing up for mass, if there are other things showing up for dinner, it's going to vary. The key for me is don't be late. And if I show up, I have to drive from Greeley to Denver sometimes, and it takes over an hour to get down here. So if I have a doctor's appointment, I always give myself 15 minutes extra time, let's say, to make sure I'm not late. If I get there early because the traffic's not bad, that's not a problem. But I'm always making sure. I'm rarely late, so I would think those 9 attributes would follow, not just to be exactly precise, but as someone that just says, you know what, I respect people's time and I'm not going to be late.
I love that. I would agree with you. So you judge it based on the commitment, the appointment, what is in front of you. So you're kind of moving with that. And I think that is really responsible, Rob. I would agree with you. I tend to be more like you. And I kind of change with certain situations. And so that is good. And I think that's a very, you know, mature way to look at things, because, you know, we have to take all of the circumstances into consideration when we are planning out our precious time, right, Rob?
Well, exactly. That's why I normally, when I call, I do listen a lot, but I thought, okay, you're focusing on the person that is, you said like 7:07 is going to show up. To me, that would be compulsive. The person had to get down to manage it down to the exact minute. The focus I wanted to share is, I think the more important thing is, please don't be late.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All righty. I love your contribution. Thank you so much. This is why we do shows like this, so we can get every single angle, so we can walk away a little bit changed with a better understanding of what everybody's going through, and maybe we can improve ourselves. Rob, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, sir. I'm cutting it so close. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to Mary in Amarillo, Texas, who says that Mary has been on time for 74 years. Mary, I want to hear the story. And Amy in Minnesota, talking about making time an idol. Oh, I've got to hear these stories. So Mary and Amy, please call us back on Unscripted at the end of the month. It's coming up before you know it. And tell Matt you were on the line. And I'd love to hear about being prompt and also talking about how do we view time. This is so good. We're learning at the beginning of this new year. So thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. You hear the music. Thank you to the show team, Matt and Michael and Rich. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to the Spirit World, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's an open forum. You can ask any question about angels or demons or anything in between. And we have our Best Clean Joke Show on Monday. Jerry will be back. So have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.